It has been a good, good Friday, and I knew it would be. I am Jim Rome. Welcome to the jungle. Live in the Quicken Loan Studios, apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. All right, third hour is wide open, but on Fridays, you know we have a lot to get done. I've got the week that was. Alvin's going to lay that down. I've got the ATP, the Ask the Pros, where you ask me a question, and I'm looking to go into the weekend strong. Finish. Step it up. You've got your telephone number. Phone lines are jammed. You can find me on Twitter at Jim Rome. You can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Rex in Albuquerque is on hold. Rare is the caller that I actually promote. Now, I'm not even sure why I do it for that guy, but Rex is on hold. We'll get to him in a minute. Rex, I'm not starting the hour with you. What I have to say is still more important than what you have to say, believe it or not. But I'm going to get there. You know I will. Talking about last night's game, I mean, never has anything ever lived down to the hype like last night's game. I mean, we were all so fired up. Finally, some NFL. Great matchup. Philadelphia, they're going to drop that banner. They're going up against the Atlanta Falcons. Great matchup. You know, we're a little put off in the beginning when the weather was wrong. There was a delay. We had to wait. About 10 minutes into that game, I was begging for the rain to come back. That was an unwatchable event. We talked about Philadelphia. They're not going to give it back. Let's talk some more about the Falcons for a minute. I mean, we did actually learn something last night about the Falcons. And what we learned is the Falcons have not learned anything. Same Falcon offense, same red zone disaster. And I know it's only one game, and I don't want to jump to any conclusions after only 60 minutes. But I know Falcon fans already are. And yes, they're already feeling like year two with Steve Sarkisian as their offensive coordinator is already looking a lot like year one. Five trips to the red zone, one touchdown. You have Julio Jones. You have Julio Jones. Julio Jones, 10 receptions, 169 yards, and your offense managed 12 points. And they still had a chance in the end. First down on the Eagles 10, 23 seconds left. A chance to beat the defending Super Bowl champs and run a stake through the wrap that you're garbage in the red zone. And what happened? Here's what happened. Incompletion, 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 incompletion. Wait, penalty on Philly. One more shot. Incompletion. Five shots at redemption. All five were incomplete. Because when that offense gets to the red zone, it doesn't just bog down, it falls apart. Can't run, can't pass, can't do jack, can't do anything. In the words of Jim Mora, they couldn't do diddly-poo.
We couldn't do diddly-poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked.
I mean, it's an all-time rant, but it fits last night perfectly. He could have said that last night, and it would have fit perfectly. Couldn't do diddly-poo. Couldn't run. Couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. On the first drive into the red zone, Julio wasn't even on the field in the red zone. And that was after he'd made a 33-yard reception. I don't know. You know, maybe you want that guy out there? Then again, maybe it wouldn't have mattered anyway. Not if you have first and goal from the six and three plays from the one and you still can't score. So where does the blame go? Is it on Sark? Is it on the offensive line? Is it on the receivers? Is it on the backs? Well, let me take you back. Let me read from the book of Jalen Ramsey. As you recall, he told GQ, quote, "I think Matt Ryan's overrated. You can't tell me you win MVP 2 years ago, and then last year you are a complete bust, and you still have Julio Jones. There's no way that should ever happen. I don't care. You know what that tells me? That tells me Shanahan left, went to San Francisco, got Garoppolo, made Garoppolo this big thing, and now Garoppolo is a big name, and now Matt Ryan has this bad year. All right, well, was it really you or was it your coach? He was doing what was asked of him and it was making him look really, really good." My man didn't say that last night either. My man said that before the game. And when he said that, the Matty Ice Army came out and they were hot. They were pissed that Ramsey took a run at their guy. Ryan takes too much criticism. Ryan takes too much heat. They'll tell you that and then they'll point to his stats. Well, why don't we look at the stats? Here's a stat from last night. Matt Ryan, 1 of 9 in the red zone with one interception. 1 of 9 with a pick where it matters most. And they lose by one score on the road. Now, I'm not saying that Matt Ryan is a bad quarterback. He's not. He's a very good quarterback, but he's not a great quarterback. And right now, he's not even a decent quarterback in the red zone. But you need more. You want more. According to ESPN, Matt Ryan has completed one red zone pass to Julio Jones since Kyle Shanahan left. Marinate on that for a minute. Let me repeat that. Former NFL MVP Matt Ryan has completed one red zone pass to future Hall of Famer Julio Jones in the last season, plus one game without Kyle Shanahan. So that means that either Shanahan is a genius, Sark is a moron, or Ryan is really, really dependent on his coordinators, or all the above. This guy's 1-for-20 to Julio Jones in the red zone. The hell? How's that even possible? Julio Jones is like 7 feet tall with a 10-foot wingspan and a 20-foot vert. And somehow Matt Ryan can't find him where it matters most. And when he does find him, he either forces it in or he floats it. I mean, that really is one of the most amazing stats I've ever seen in the NFL. The only thing that can stop Julio Jones is Atlanta's red zone offense. And I don't want to go all, why don't they make the whole airplane out of the black box on you? But at this point, just stop trying to get into the red zone. Man, take a knee at the 20. Stop at the 20-yard line. Work from there. It can't be any worse than what you're currently doing. They're worse than they were. And I don't want to overreact. It's only one game, but it's really not only one game. Not when they pick up right where they left off. And they have, and they did. 1-800-636. Take that hat off, man. There goes Hawk, wearing his control room lid. It's not the Colorado Rockies. It's his control room lid. Hey, Rome. It's an email. Hey, Rome. Admit it. When 12 Wood introduces you, all we're going to hear on the other end of the line is Rick Astley. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Rick rolled. That'd be great, wouldn't it? If he introduces me and he'll be ill-prepared and he'll be stammering all over the introduction, according to Lef. Can you imagine me just hitting the Rick roll? It would have been funny, Lee, if you didn't blow it for me. It's all about the Woodscopes, isn't it? I'm trying to talk sports here, but y'all want to talk Woodscopes. Hey, Jim, can you imagine all the pre-production occurring right now in preparation for your appearance tonight on Woodscopes? 12 Wood. Maybe we should come up with some questions. Kyle in Green Bay, ask him how much money he makes per hour. 12 Wood. Do you think we should put Rome's picture up during his interview or just keep the iPhone camera zoomed up my nostrils? Kyle, let's stick with what's working. We got 7 viewers last week when you interviewed Parody Larry about who inspires him. Signed, Denlesks. Come on, man. I can get at least double that. I'll have 15 people listening tonight. This says, hey, Jets. Get ready to crash and burn this weekend. Signed, the Indianapolis Joneses. Where's the fire, Alvy?
Get off my plane.
Or that, Alvy, whatever you want. Your world, your production, your sound
get
library.
Get ready to ride on, baby.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Signed, Stephen PHX. They didn't have to bring that guy back. I'm not here to get anybody fired. I'm not here to take any food off anybody's plate. But Sark, if you don't get right quickly, you're going to get yourself fired. I'm not calling for it. I'm not ever looking to get anybody fired unless they do something truly reprehensible.
Atlanta.
Chris, no longer in St. Pete, tweets, get ready.
Get ready.
Signs Sark to kicker Matt Bryant when they arrive in the red zone. Like I said, I would take a knee at the 21.
Get ready.
The last thing you want to do is be inside the 20 if you're an Atlanta Falcon. Get ready.
Get ready.
With that, we go to the phones. Albuquerque, New Mexico. REX in the ABQ. Rex in Albuquerque. Hey, Rex.
Hey, Romy. TGIF, the grind includes French fries. And I'm not talking about McDonald's. I want Burger King. Don't come at me with Wendy's or Culver's or anybody else. But, hey, I enjoyed watching Matty Ice going through his progressions and getting sacked. My progressions last night included nodding off after the first play, asking for a medically induced coma in the second quarter, and then praying for someone to go Old Yeller on me in the fourth. That game was ass. Hashtag anal sis.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Hey, Rex, I believe the word you were reaching for was analysis. Not analysis. Rex, I'm going to go with the fact and trust that you just misspoke. That was a misspeak. The word that you're looking for is analysis. Analysis, Rex. Rex in the Albuquerque or in the ABQ gets run again. Come on, Rex. I mean, you're weird. You're weird, bro. And generally, weird is good, but not in your case. You're weird, but you're not dumb. I know you know that word, Rex. I know that you know the word is analysis. And don't come in here and say, I know, Romy, but you can't spell analysis without anal. I'm trying to do a talk show here, Rex. I've got a TV show. I've got a radio show, which is carried by more than 200 stations in the U.S. and in Canada. We're on satellite now. I work for CBS. These are all things that I like, Rex. I want to keep these things and, in fact, build upon these things. You're not helping me. In fact, you're making it tougher, Rex. Analysis, Rex. Take that for data. All right, we will come right back. He lets me down yet again. If you're on hold, stay there. If not, other things. Good fights this weekend, both in the octagon and in the squared circle. Sean Porter fighting Danny Garcia. Showtime for the WBC welterweight title. And you've got Tyron Woodley, Darren Till at UFC 228. We talked to guys in both of those fights on this show. A lot of jungle karma flowing, and I love the matchups. I love both those fights. I want to get into that. AJ McCarron admits he does not really know the Raider playbook yet. It's not his fault. He just got there. He also admits, God forbid I have to go in there. I will, but God forbid I have to. And again, to me, the NFL season did not kick off last night. I'm going to hit reset. I'm going to forget that ever happened. Let's break. You got to do better than Rex. If you get to the end of your phone call, you did better than Rex. Don't forget about the Wood Scopes tonight. Hiring is a challenge. But there is one place where you can go where hiring is simple. And it's fast and it's smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/Rome. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As the applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within a single day. So with results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest-rated hiring site in America. And right now, you clones can try it for free. I use it myself. You can try it for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Rome. ZipRecruiter.com/Rome, R-O-M-E. ZipRecruiter.com/Rome. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Chopping, keep grinding. The animation's incredible. CBS Sports Network. has got some new animation for the XR4Ti. It is incredible. A day in the life of the XR4Ti is what they call it. Be sure you're watching the show on CBS Sports Network. You know, I love my job. I love my job because they pay me to talk sports. I do it every single day. On occasion, I get quality contributions from you. Not from Rex, but from others. The show takes a lot of prep. Part of the prep is me getting a good night of sleep. Thankfully, I do every single night because I don't snore. My wife doesn't snore. My kids don't snore. Nobody snores in my house. We have a snore-free home. Quality sleep is critical to my success, and it's critical to yours, too. Snoring is not sleeping. If you or somebody you know snores, get a Zypa, ZYPPAH.com. It's actually Happy Z, spelled backwards. I wake up every single day at dark 30, but I feel good because I sleep well every single night because I do not snore. If you or somebody else in your house snores, you're not sleeping. You want to get a good night of sleep so you're sharp every single day and you can compete. ZYPPAH, Zypa. Go to ZYPPAH.com. Make sure you and everybody you know have happy Z's. Put an end to the snoring. Get a great night of sleep with Zypa. Go to Zypa.com. Zypa.com. At JPMed9 tweets, ha 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 ha. I freaking love Rex. Really? Don't encourage this cat. Don't encourage him. What's to love? Can I repeat what this guy said really quickly and what got him run? In fact, I won't even do it myself. He can do it himself. You love this.
That game was ass. Hashtag anal sis.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
That game was ass. Hashtag anal sis. Analysis, Rex. Analysis. At Sad Squad Squatch tweets, join the show late today. Is Adam Hawk legit wearing a Rockies hat? Yeah, I asked the same question. He's not wearing a Rockies hat. That's what he calls his control room hat. CR, control room. All right, so it's been a quiet couple of months for the fight game. About to change. Conor v. Khabib, less than a month away. And that's sneaking up fast, isn't it? All of a sudden, Conor's back. Not only back, but fighting the most dangerous fight he could possibly take after 2 years outside the octagon. That's less than a month away. Triple G and Canelo is next weekend. And tomorrow night is a big one, both in the octagon and the squared circle. In the ring, Sean Porter fighting Danny Garcia on Showtime for the WBC welterweight title. In the cage, you've got the reigning welterweight champ, Tyron Woodley, defending his belt against Darren Till, UFC 228. Both Porter and T-Wood made jungle appearances in the past week or so, which means both these guys are fighting with jungle karma in their corner. And talking to both these guys, I can tell you they've got swagger for days. Porter, let me start right there. Porter talked to me last week about the work that he did just to get the fight with Garcia and what he plans to do now that he's finally going to get that shot.
My style is one that's very aggressive and you know, come right at you for 12 rounds. And I think the other thing as well is when a guy is moving away from you, you got to be able to catch that guy, get up on him, and create offense. And I don't think he's good at that either. I don't think he's very good at creating offense. Unless the guy's right in front of him. So we're going to use it all. We're going to attack him in each and every way. And we won't leave it up to the judges. We're going in there to knock him out.
I'll tell you what I like about that. That's not a guy saying, hey, the object of the game is to hit the other guy and not get hit. The object of the game is just to win. That guy's saying, we're not going to leave it up to the judges. We are going in there to knock him out. That's strong. That's what boxing needs. That's the way it should be, right? Combat sport. Then you've got T-Wood, the reigning champ of the welterweight division, is making his fourth title defense, and he's heard all this talk about his size disadvantage against Darren Till and that he would not be able to get ready for a bigger fighter. In fact, he's heard that there's no way that you can replicate that in training, that you can't replicate what it's like to go up against a bigger fighter in training. He heard it, and he told me he thought it was like the most ignorant thing he ever heard.
I can't replicate the size. It sounds very ignorant. You're telling me I can't bring in somebody that's just height and size? He's the only human being that's height and size?
Right.
That's silly. It doesn't even make sense to say. And Furthermore, my last 3, 4, 5 fights, I've been training with middleweights anyway. My training partners are middleweights. Some of them are light heavyweights. So size has never been an issue for me. I've never been the tallest fighter in the welterweight division. Everybody's always taller than me. His reach is only half.
Anyway, it made me laugh when he said it, and then listening back to it, it made me laugh again. Quote, I can't replicate his size. Sounds very ignorant. You tell me I can't bring in somebody that's his size? Quote, he's the only human being that's his size? It's actually really funny. It is an ignorant thing to say. Oh, we can't replicate. You can't replicate this guy's size. Why? Why is he the only human being who's that size? Anytime you can mix in an ignorant blast and drop a furthermore into your answer, you know you're dealing with somebody who's pretty confident and competent and a dude who's not going to mess around. Did you see the pre-fight stare down? That was an all-timer. If you saw that yesterday, or if not, let me tell you about that really quickly. Wood and Till squared off, and they wouldn't stop squaring off until they finally got separated. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you can see it. This is one of the longest stare downs I have ever seen. You can see T-Wood looking up at Darren Till and staring a freaking hole right into his soul for what feels like an eternity. If you're listening, let me help you out. Let me take you through it. You've got T-Wood, and he shows up rocking some black shades. He's looking up at the ignorant dude who thought that they couldn't replicate his size. The ignorant dude that he plans to smash this weekend. He takes off his glasses and then nearly lasers the dude to death. If looks could kill, T-Wood is serving a life sentence right now. If looks could kill, Darren Till's next of kin are getting phone calls and dropping their coffee mugs on the floor. If looks could kill, somebody needs to throw a towel in at that pre-fight presser, because I'm not sure I've ever seen anything like that. I don't want to see somebody's head explode like a scene from Scanners.
You ever see that scene in Scanners when that dude's head blew up?
These two dudes looked and stared daggers for a long, long time. Huge month for the fight game, an incredible weekend for title fights, and I'm just glad that nobody died from the Moonrakers. Tyron Woodley was beaming straight through Darren Till's grill. That's going to be good. I'm fired up for that. I love both boxing and MMA. The world's big enough for both. We need both, especially when you have guys like that fighting. So that's going to be a big weekend. This segment's brought to you by Barbasol. Barbasol razors. After 100 years of making shaving cream, Barbasol is finally making razors. It's a no-brainer. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus. 6 ultra-thin blades. Save right now at Barbasol.com. Let's get to the phones. See, again, if you have game, you don't wait. You go right to the front of the line, like this guy. Edmonton, Tyler. Tyler, what's up?
Romy, what's up? How's it going?
Dude, good job on that video. Well done.
Thanks, man. Well, I just actually wanted to apologize for that video, man. We can just pretend that didn't happen. Since you're going on the Woodscopes, there are a couple things that you need to think about this afternoon. You'll need some good walk-up music, so I'm thinking maybe try a track from Alberta's Finest. Of course, that's Nickelback, Romy. And I'd say to get them to make you some badass Sandstorm remix, but I'm pretty sure those guys are still using Stucknut's website as a soundboard. You know, I also want to send happy travels to everyone attending Kyle and Green Bay's Clone Stock. You know, I'm sure Benny will be there. He'll be there with his fishing coveralls, pockets overflowing with cans of Lucky Lager so he doesn't have to pitch $20 for the kegs Kyle bought. And then you'll have Caleb fully equipped with bologna sandwiches and a small crane to assist in holding him up for his keg stand. And then there's Kyle, the supposed brains of the operation. Hopefully my man didn't get kegs of black ice and sell all you guys on the Heineken just so he can make a couple bucks on the bottom end for his car repairs. I want a war 12-wood being the first guy to ever get run by Rome outside of the show. Good luck again tonight, Romy. I'm out.
Nice job, Tyler. Good looking out, bro. Tyler in Edmonton, rack him. He was in the video, and he did talk about the Clone Stock in Green Bay this weekend. Kyle in Green Bay, Clone Stock 2. The Green Bay. That was the first Tyler call since the smack-off, so Brad did not effectively kill him. In fact, I knew he wasn't. He did that day, but I knew he was fine. I saw him in the hot tub on that video. Tyler's fine. Matt's fine. The bros will be back. The bros will be back. They'll tell you. They'll be back because They're fit. They're lean. They're thin. They're athletic. They eat clean. They're not fat Americans. They'll come back. It's a process now. Very rarely do you show up at the Super Bowl or the big stage and dominate and win your first time. There is a process to these things. Those two dudes went through the process. They'll be better for it. In case you missed it, I am showing up on Woodscopes tonight. 12 Wood has been on me for months. In fact, he's been doing that show for about a year now. Almost from the start, he's been on me to do it. And I said, I will. And never got around to it until they dropped that hideous 9-minute video. And now I've had enough. Dude, I'm doing it. Stop asking. I'm doing it. It reminds me of when I was in Santa Barbara and I was trying to get a job at 6:90 a.m. And I was like 12 Wood before him. And I'm hammering away. Hire me. And finally, I get a phone call and this guy says, look, dude, you can come down. You can try out. If you get the job, you stay. If you don't, stop. We never want to hear from you ever again. That's how I feel about the Woodscopes. This is it, 12 Wood. I'm going to do it now. But I'm happy to do it. I'm fired up for it. Can't wait to see what the questions are. Can't wait to see how many listeners there are. Am I going to break the record? Will there be more than 15 people listening? Check it out. Woodscopes. I will tell you one more time before the end of the program how to find that thing if you're not sure how to find the scope. Alvin's week that was. He's putting the finishing touches on that. I need somebody to pick me up with an ATP. Don't forget, we've got a brand new podcast dropping on Monday. It makes its debut. The RPO, Rome, Price, Opinion, former NFLer, Trevor Price, 2-time Super Bowl winner. He's going to chop it up with me every single Monday. He came in yesterday, lit this place on fire. I saw clones getting into him last night on Twitter. Hey, Trevor, nice pick with the Falcons. I told Trevor, I said, this is a different show with a different listening audience and a different culture. Do not let those clones hook you. He's like, man, I know I got this. Clones. I was going to say, don't hook this guy, but do what you do, clones. I can't stop you anyway. Time for a sports update. Bottom of hour number 3. Here you go. Finish it. One more segment. Finish it. I am Jim Rome. Time now to answer your Ask the Pros question, where you clone submit a question to me. It's the ATP, and it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Remember O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Brett in Las Vegas asks, Jimmy, yesterday Trevor Price was all about the Falcons beating the Eagles. Dude has all sorts of confidence and data to back it up. I hammered the money line. Lost, and now I'm eating ramen noodles for lunch. Will you hold TP accountable on Monday's RPO for missing on that bet? Love it. Already knows about the RPO podcast. All right, listen. This is not on Trevor, Brett. It's on you. You know that. It's on you. We gave you data. We gave you good data. It's up to you to make use of that data and decide accordingly. All right, you got burned. So do what you want with the data. That's not on him. You took it. Either you buy it or you don't. You believe him or you don't. It didn't work out. Nobody is always right. Trevor Price is one of the more cerebral NFLers I've ever met. He's smart, and he does base a lot of his stuff on data. In fact, when I talked to him about what I need from you, Trevor, for the podcast, among other things, I need a Monday pick, I need a Thursday pick. He's like, well, yeah, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what should happen. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I'm going to tell you what should happen, and it's going to be based on science, data. So Trevor feels real good about what he has to share with you, and he did feel good about the Falcons. Didn't happen. That's on you, not him. Come on, man. Come on, Brett. Sorry about the ramen. He didn't make you lay that action. It sounded good. Do what you can with the intel, but own it, be responsible, be accountable, and don't blame the guy who gave you, quote, the wrong information. Make your own decisions. 1-800-636-8686. RPO. I mean, I might bring it up, but by then, I'm trying to forget that game. So I don't want to bring that up on Monday after a whole weekend of great action. So probably not, Brett. Probably not. Alvin, are you ready to do what you do every single Friday?
Now, dude, I know it's only a 4-day work week, but I want it to sound like a 5-day week. Roll it.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Jim Rome Show. What's going on? Hope you had a great weekend. Nice to be with you. I am the Pimp in the Box. Hope you had an awesome long holiday weekend. Again, it's great to be here. Good, good show. Let's not waste any time. Let me start here. Quote, no way. No f***ing way.
We made a decision together.
Chicago won that trade. How do I know they won the Khalil Mack trade? Because they have Khalil Mack.
You have to ask Reggie.
Raider fans are angry.
Use my app.
But you know who's not? Phillip Rivers.
Patrick Mahomes.
And Case Keenum. I'm talking to Case Keenum. How happy are you to see that guy go to Chicago?
I wasn't mad when I heard the news.
Right.
Just put it that way.
Touchdown, Iris!
Coach him up, Jimbo.
Improvement will lead to
time
success.
Time to win the big one. Jimmy, get ready or get run, because you are not delivering. It's not just the fans, but it's former All-Americans.
Why do you continually try to get me to say something?
The interview was not about him protecting his players.
So quit asking.
What that interview was about? Guy being a jerk. Guy being an asshole. Spending some time with Patrick Peterson. Is it frustrating that opposing teams are not challenging you?
It is frustrating. You know, at times I see it as respect. I wish I wasn't so good.
My guest is Brian Dawkins.
Growing up, why would I want to play defense? Let everybody play offense and let's have the score be 100 to 100, because obviously that's what they want.
Driving back to where we live, and the kid looks at me and he goes, hey, Dad, you're smarter than I thought you were. I'm like, well, this is going to be good. This is going to be really good.
What?
I just threw my hands up in the air like, oh, thank you, God, because only a crazy person would keep throwing this ball to me.
Dave Roberts.
Romy, how you doing, man? You got to pull up that Kurt Bavak.
I sent a limousine to get the to make sure he was in the motherfucking lineup, because I kicked that ass.
Hey, I appreciate you. The Jungle Karma, man, this is huge for us.
You know, say what you want about Hefty. He might be your guy. You might love him. But I don't think there's any debating this. My man's not good on Twitter.
Hefty.
He's just not good on Twitter.
You know, toughen up.
Your rap's terrible, bro. Tyron Woodley is my guest.
Connor talking, Connor sounding, UK arena selling out. Talking kids, that's going to change as well.
Dude, the week that was in a 4-day week. Dude, I'm streaming this.
Morons. Starting now, I want a weekend that was. How's that grab you, kid? We are joined by Chase Elliott. Can a driver wear his own throwback gear?
Just can't get into wearing my own stuff. That's not me. So, hey, whatever floats your boat.
Holy crap. That was awesome. Are you watching on CBS Sports Network? That was so good, fellas. You got to run that back. Check out the jail back there.
I haven't thought about it.
So everything was cool. Everything was chill. Business is business. Everything was fine. Right up until Lev did not show up. Everything changed.
My mom died. I went to a funeral and came to camp the next day.
He us. End quote. Trevor Price is my guest.
Remember, offensive linemen are like circus elephants. What one does, the other one does. That's just the way it is, man.
Did you just call them circus elephants?
They're just all going to lie in the same way. Ask any good offensive line coach. Circus elephant.
You will never see a head for the rest of your life bigger than his, son.
Fight. Dan.
Anthony, if you're listening, screw you, buddy.
Kyle Freeland is my guest. Kyle, really nice to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's up? I'm glad I got through. I thought Hawk was going to yell at me.
My man. Robert Klemko is my guest. That majestic rat tail.
I think I was 10 years old when that picture was taken. I had a lot of hang time on that rat tail. I think my mom has it in a cigar box.
Day that you beat California Chrome at Santa Anita.
Here's the race we've been waiting for.
I was telling California Chrome, big shot, that your horse was going to beat him that day.
Shared belief has it.
I said, you can run a nice second today.
It's exuding class.
We've seen it again. Falls the quarterback.
They run a trick play troll job on the Patriots, and it was still boring. I wish the weather delay had been longer than it was. Kurt Warner.
It's disappointing. I mean, they have so much talent, and then they just seem to be so out of sorts when they get down there. I mean, I'm watching Matt Ryan and he looks so indecisive.
Bob Melvin.
A lot of belief in themselves. It's a great mix of veteran guys and younger guys that really want to be Oakland A's that came up in our system.
This is the Woodscopes. It's completely inaudible. The host is ill-prepared. And
I'm showing up tonight. We're all going to hang out for a bit.
It's like the dumbest thing I've seen since a guy showed up to a party with a sweatpants.
7:05 Pacific.
Maybe if you do the show, 12 would will magically disappear.
Finally, it's going down. Let's get it.
Get ready.
That game was
ass. Hashtag anal sis.
I know, Romy, but you can't spell analysis without anal. R-P-O.
Babacqua.
Absolutely, brother. Appreciate you, man.
You have to ask Reggie.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure being on the show, man.
Could not be any worse than he is right now.
I'm good, Romy. How are you?
Hilariously accurate.
There they go again!
Don't you let that spin out and run too long.
I hadn't thought about it.
Woodscopes.
Quit asking.
Control room hat.
Not anal sis.
Outro. Good night now!
Like a boss, Alvin DeLauro, every single Friday, most consistent segment in the history of sports talk radio. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. All right, really quickly. Again, if you have no idea what Periscope is or how to watch it, I will appear on the Woodscopes tonight, right around 7:05, 7:10 Pacific time, 10:05, 10:10 Eastern time. If you're not sure where to go, go to Twitter, follow at 12wood, T-W-E-L-V-E, Wood, at 12wood. He'll be promoting it. Follow that. He will have a link up for a live stream so you can get all the information you need right there on his Twitter feed. Tonight, 10:05 Eastern, 9:05 Central, 7:05 Pacific, 8:05 in the Mountain Time Zone. You win, Wood. You win, Wood. I'm doing the show. Let's go to Pearland, Texas before I call it a Friday. Bodie is in Pearland, Texas. Like I said, some dudes don't wait. Bodie, what's up, Bubba?
Hey, man. I just want to tell you, man, you're making a great decision going on that kid's show. And I know why, Bubba. You love the Grinders. And this kid is definitely grinded. Out of all these years, man, all these years you've been on here, I mean, this kid just went after you, Bubba. And like the Bible says, you know, you go to King's table long enough, a crumb's about, you know, you'll get a crumb every now and then. And, Bubba, I just want to explain something. I say I love you, it's because I know what kind of industry you're in. You're the king of that industry. And there's a lot of knives that'll come out. I've seen clones that stuck knives in your back. But, Bubba, I just want to tell you that's why I love you. I want you to know that you're loved out here, loved by me. And I'll never turn my back, and you ain't got to worry, Bubba. I know there's a lot of snakes, and Bubba, I love you, and I'll see you too. 12 Wood, I love you. I'll see you tonight. Bye.
Nice job, Bodie. I'll see you too. I love you too, Bubba. He's right. There are a lot of snakes out there. There's a lot of bad guys out there, and a lot of good guys too. But this is huge. I know you clones, and even though Bodie just said, hey, Bubba, there are clones that have rammed blades into your back. I know that. It's fine. It's all good. But I want to make sure those of you that have my back, that do not stab me in the back, know how much I appreciate you and how much I love you and respect you and know that none of this would be possible without you. This says, hey, Rome, very cool of you to agree to be on the Woodscopes tonight. Much respect. I've never even thought about checking it out, but I will tonight. Have a good weekend, Van Smack. Tony in Yonkers, unwore Hawks hat. Nice job, Tony. For more people like you, four more like you, and we'll have 15 tonight. I got to get there. Got to get to 15. Four more like you, and we get to 15. Hey, listen, show up for that. I mentioned, go to @12wood. He will have the live stream up so you can figure out how to listen to that. He's been on me, and Bubba's right. I like grinders. I like people to pay the price. I like people that stay on that grind. Don't take shortcuts. Do it the right way. Don't stab people on the way up. This kid's been working it. 12 Wood's been hammering away, trying to get me for a year now. And, you know, part of that was I want to see it. I want to see it. I know what it's like to grind. I know what it's like. It's not how many no's. It's how many yeses. You need that one big yes. And the guy just kept coming and coming and coming. Got the one big yes. And again, I'm not looking for some kind of big hero tribute for it. I want to do it. I'm eager to do it. I'd pop in once in a while and check them out on Friday nights. But now I'm going to sit in the big chair Friday night, 7:05. Be there tonight. I'm putting my weekend on hold until I take care of my Woodscope business. My thanks to Jeff Leno, Kurt Warner, Bob Melvin. The segment's brought to you by Castrol Edge. If you want to compete at the highest level, you need to be strong. You've got to stay strong, just like Castrol Edge, the strongest full synthetic motor oil, three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. How do I know? Kurt Orban told me. Castrol Edge, stronger, under pressure. Now we're done. See you all later. And by later, I mean about 7:05 Pacific, 10:05 Eastern. I will be on the Woodscopes. Get there, man. Be sure you're there for it. It's been about a year in the making. See you then. Otherwise, have a great weekend. We're out.